Harper Audio presents A Cowboy for Christmas by Lori Wilde. Performed by CJ Critt. Chapter 1. When she got right down to it, Lizette Moncrief's infatuation with cowboys was what really started all the trouble. There was something about those laconic alpha males that stirred her romantic soul. Their uniforms of faded Wranglers, scuffed cowboy boots, jangling spurs, and proudly cocked Stetsons represented rugged strength, fierce independence, and a solemn reverence for the land. Their stony determination to tame wild horses, mend broken fences, and tend their families made her stomach go fluttery. Their cool way of facing problems head-on, no shirking or skirting responsibilities, weakened her knees. A cowboy was stalwart and steady, honest and honorable, stoic and down to earth. At least, that's what the movies had taught her. From John Wayne to Clint Eastwood to Sam Elliott, she'd crushed on them all. She loved Wayne's self-confident swagger, Eastwood's steely-eyed ethics, and Elliot's toe-tingling voice. When she was 16, Lizette and her best friend, Audra, had sneaked off to see a fortune teller at the Scarborough Renaissance Fair in Waxahachie. Inside the canvas tent, Lady Divine, a pancake-faced woman in a wheelchair, spread spooky-looking cards across an oil-stained folding table. She wore dreadlocks, tied up in a red bandana, and a flowy rainbow caftan. On the end of her chin perched a fat brown mole with long black hair sprouting from it like spider legs. The tent smelled of fried onions, and the farty pit bull terrier mix stretched out on a braided rug in front of her. Lady Divine studied the card alignment. She tapped her lips with an index finger and grabbed hold of Lizette's tentative gaze, but she didn't say anything for a long, dramatic moment.
"What is it?"
Lizette whispered, gripping the corner of the cheap, greasy table, bracing for some horrific prognostication like, "You have no future."
"Cowboy."
"What?" Lizette thrilled to the word.
"There's a cowboy in your future."
"Will he become my husband?"
"Only time can say."
Eagerly, she leaned forward.
"Is he handsome? What's he like?"
"Dark."
Lady Divine's voice turned ominous.
"In personality or looks?"
"This cowboy will influence you deeply. He brings great change."
"In a bad way?"
She knotted a strand of fringe dangling from the sleeve of her jacket. Lady Divine shrugged.
"What is good? What is bad? Who can know? You can't avoid this cowboy. He is inevitable."
The fortune teller continued with the reading, but Lizette absorbed none of the rest of it. She was so stunned by how the woman had zeroed in on her cowboy infatuation. Later, she and Audra had dissected the woman's uncanny prediction. They were in Texas, after all. The likelihood of running across an influential cowboy at some point in her future was far above 50-50. Not such a mystifying forecast in that context. Most people would have blown off the reading, dismissing it as nothing more than the slick pitch of a smarmy woman who made her money telling gullible people what they wanted to hear. But for a girl besotted with cowboys, the fortune teller's prophecy had not only mesmerized Lizette, it also set her up for heartache. If she hadn't been convinced that a cowboy was her future, she would never have ignored the warning signs. If she hadn't romanticized Jake into a modern-day version of John Wayne, she wouldn't have married him. If he hadn't sounded like Sam Elliott on steroids, she wouldn't have heard the lies he told her. If she hadn't duped herself into thinking he was the second coming of Clint Eastwood, she wouldn't have had a child with him. If she hadn't swallowed the cowboy mystique, hook, line, and sinker, she wouldn't be here in Jubilee, Texas, the cutting horse capital of the world, dealing with this new, life-shattering situation all by herself.